The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation has been the subject of some bad press in recent months, but according to our next guest, that shouldn't be a reason to get rid of it.
WEDC came under fire last month for giving out loans to companies that couldn't pay them back and to business owners who donated to Governor Walker's election campaigns. Research also found that while WEDC spent more money last year, the state saw fewer jobs from that investment.
Joining us now is Michael Eisenga, former mayor of Columbus and owner of American Lending Solutions and First American Properties. He recently wrote an op-ed titled, "Wisconsin Should Be Patient, Stick with WEDC." Michael, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much, Rob.
So in a nutshell, I mean, there's been some bad news, criticism now from both parties of WEDC. Why should we stick with it?
Well, I think every tool we have in our state to promote economic development is a tool we should look at trying to continue and trying to find ways to make it work.
At its best, forget the stuff that's happened so far. How should it work? What should we be seeing from WEDC?
Well, I think that any economic development tool that is put in place by the government or a county government, for example, I was involved for several years with the Columbia County Economic Development Corporation, which has many similarities to WEDC, which is at the state level. Obviously, we were at the county level. Really needs to be transparent, first of all, and we need to have a distinct set of guidelines of what we're looking for to accomplish and some strategies in place.
And that's been one of the criticisms, and you mentioned this in your piece, that there's such a rush to try to get results. You say that there wasn't that transparency, that there weren't those standards to begin with. Is that part of what went wrong from the outset?
Well, that's probably the case, and I think whenever you're trying to do something new we essentially stopped having the Department of Commerce and we transferred that into WEDC, obviously there's going to be some growing pains and there's going to be some things that are going to take place as you make some changes.
I want to get a little philosophical here. As I mentioned, both parties have criticized WEDC for one reason or another. A conservative objection to this sort of thing has been, hey, government shouldn't be in the business of picking winners, giving them loans or other types of support. Let the market sort those things out. How would you answer that critique?
Well, I think that there's some very good points to that, and it is important that we're not picking winners and losers. But I do think also there are certain areas, especially in our state, that really could benefit from some of the programs that WEDC offers. And, sometimes having a little bit of assistance from that standpoint with tax credits or even the loans that you're talking about, so long as they're done in a nonpartisan and transparent way, can help fulfill some gaps that maybe traditional lenders are not able or willing to make. You know, again, as long as they're done in a transparent way and we have some distinct guidelines and goals and what we're trying to accomplish when we're doing those things, whether they be on the state or the local level.
And maybe from a more liberal perspective, people have seen this as a way to use taxpayer money to support business, big and small, maybe groups allied with whoever happens to be in charge of the levers of power in government. How much should we worry about that?
Well, I think it's something that we should always, be keeping an eye on. Obviously, it's very important that is not how, programs like those are perceived. I think a better way to look at it is, I think whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, we all want to do everything we can. I mean, I tend to lean more the Republican way, but I also know a lot of people who are liberals and a lot of people who are Democrats, and I think we all agree that we really want to find ways to bring better jobs back to Wisconsin and grow our economy and continue to grow the middle class, because that's really where the jobs have been suffering. So to me, if we're looking at county level programs or state level programs, that's the place to start. How are we going to be competing with other states across the country in helping to bring companies that are going to bring those types of jobs to our state? Or how can we assist a company that's here right now who may have some growth plans to make sure that those growth plans are here and not in another state? Because we want to get those jobs here.
Talking to Michael Eisenga, he's former mayor of Columbus and a business owner, talking about a recent piece he wrote about the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. It's gotten a lot of bad press for the way it's given out loans, for transparency, for accountability. He says, though, don't be too quick to get rid of it. Don't get rid of it, he says. Fix it. The state needs something like this. So how can we restore confidence now? Because, again, Democrats have criticized this. Republicans have criticized this. What would we need to change, maybe at a policy level, to make people say, okay, we trust where WEDC is going now?
Well, like I said earlier, I think that really one of the most important things is that we have some specific guidelines that we're looking at so that if you meet specific guidelines, those programs are available for you. Also, I know, recently there's been a change in leadership over there, and that's Mark Hogan has taken over. And, Mark Hogan has a pretty strong history of leadership. He was the chief credit officer at M&I Bank. And he has a background with the Better Business Bureau. I think he served on a board or two there. So I think that, sometimes in business, especially, I mean, I've gone through this, sometimes there are times when you need to look at who's leading an agency, and maybe there are some changes that need to be made at the top. And I think that some of that's been looked at and worked on. And I think that by finding great leadership and, giving things a chance, that may be the direction to go. Again, I want to make sure that we have a state of Wisconsin that is in the game to try to create as many jobs here in our state, because there's lots of other states that are pushing all kinds of tax incentives and loans and things like that. And we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to build our state.
Are you worried, given the current legislature and what kind of scrutiny WEDC is getting, that it might be gotten rid of?
It's possible that they may decide to get rid of it. I mean, if they get rid of it, I hope that they look at all the different angles and all the different advantages and disadvantages and, make a weighted decision. Preferably, I think that we started down this road by making some changes at the Commerce Department level and, doing the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. So, we have a new leader. We have new leadership in place. I have a lot of faith in that leadership. I like his background. He also ran WEDA for a while, and I think pretty much anybody around the state would probably agree. WEDA, from my perspective, has been very much a nonpartisan, department. And, I think that with the right leadership, we can make some strides.
And you mentioned similar programs at the county level in Columbia County. In your case, have we seen success stories from this kind of effort at that more local level?
Yeah, I really enjoyed being a member of the Columbia County Economic Development Corporation. I served as the vice president of that group for many, many years. And during that time, we would get referrals of businesses that were looking to locate into Wisconsin. And we had a staff there. We had a great staff that would help people put together business plans. They would help work on finding different programs that might be available, such as what WEDC offers now. And we were able to be very helpful in bringing an ethanol plant to Friesland. And there were a number of businesses that we worked with that expanded over that period of time and located in Columbia County.
Is there a priority area for economic development in the state that you think an organization like WEDC should be focusing on? Maybe a type of industry or a region or any priority that you think should be at the top of their agenda?
Well, I think the priority should be, we really need to take a look at the workforce that we have instead of trying to create a new industry that's going to attract a different workforce. And we have a great workforce here in Wisconsin. I own a company that has offices in different states, and I will tell you firsthand, the people here in Wisconsin have an unbelievable work ethic. And, I'm glad that I've lived here my whole life and that I built my businesses here. But I think what we want to do is we really want to look, and we can look at it region by region. I mean, we have a number of blue collar workers that we can be looking at trying to find ways to bring businesses into the state that those folks can find some good paying jobs. And there's a lot of that. We can focus on trade type businesses, because you can never export the trades to China. We're always going to need plumbers. We're always going to need electricians. And those folks have to be here. So, you know, I think, and we can look at it regionally, because there are certain regions in our state that really have some needs, and they've had some larger businesses that have closed in the last few years that, you know, we can definitely benefit those areas.
Briefly, that's different than what a lot of people are saying. They're saying, let's go for higher tech, higher research, higher education types of jobs.
Well, I don't think that we take those off the table, but I think that if we're looking at a comprehensive plan, I mean, we certainly want to put the people we have here to work, and we want to look at what we can do to help bring jobs that those folks qualify for and build on those jobs, because the workers in Wisconsin have a great work ethic.
Michael, thanks a lot for joining us here in the studio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That was Michael Eisinger making the case that we shouldn't get rid of WEDC, but give it more time.